What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Green.
Yeah, the Siders, 16 kids, the horror story that is. We're going to do a psychological breakdown of this today. If you've been wondering, how does this happen? How does one's mind function to allow this to actually play out the way that it appears to have been playing out? That's what we're doing today. Four adults kept 16 children in a 12 by 12 room for years while paying property taxes, some holding jobs, shopping at the Dollar General. It wasn't all chaos. It was somewhat maintained. Psychotherapist Siobhan Scott is with us to help break down the psychology of a household that functioned somewhat in public and allegedly ran something of an unspeakable horror house in private, including the question at the center of this case. Elizabeth Siders was married at 15, while 7 months pregnant at 18 years old, her husband. She's a defendant. What happened in her mind in between might explain a lot. We have a lot to get into today. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. As we work our way through it, we're going to start with the mind that builds this room. And Gary Jr., he delivered DoorDash orders all day. He's, from what we understand, the father of some of the kids, all of the kids, we don't know. And then he went home to 16 children in a room covered in feces. Yeah. Two completely separate realities. He's dropping off your Taco Bell, and then he's back in the horror house with the 16 children and feces every way. Oh, I don't think that was bean burritos from Taco Bell. Wait a second.
Oh, it makes a second guess well, DoorDash.
Maybe it explains the crypto spluridium outbreak that's going on right now as well. What does it take psychologically, Siobhan, to live In two worlds like this? Because he presents himself one way at the Dollar General, at the dropping off your Taco Bell, and then going home to this. It seems one would think, well, you couldn't possibly have two such stark realities going on at the same time, but apparently you can, Siobhan.
Apparently, it doesn't take a lot to function delivering DoorDash, right? Yeah. Because I can't imagine this guy was terribly sophisticated in his presentation anywhere. But the first three things that popped into my head when I just took a glance at this horrible story, and it didn't take long. Number one, cognitive impairment. There's something wrong intellectually with these folks. Is it dementia? Is it just low IQ? You know, there's something off. Then throw in some mental illness into the blender, and we don't know enough to know. Is there some schizophrenia? Is there another major disorder of some kind? And then throw in abuse and blend it all up. And this is the kind of family you get. And unfortunately, I think they may not have 16 or 18 kids living in their homes, but I think there are a lot of families out there who are living in similar conditions.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first thing that came to my mind when I started absorbing this story is, I mean, it's getting the headlines because it's 16 kids. So it's like, wow, that's the big wow draw. But my initial reaction was, just go drive around any city in the United States. seem in small towns, especially in very impoverished areas. And you may not have 16 kids. You may have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah. 7, 8, whatever. In very similar conditions, directly in front of us every damn day. And if anybody's pretending that this isn't going on everywhere, you're not aware. You're not awake. You're not paying attention. My reaction was, this is not rare. This is just one that's being exposed because it has a big number in front of it.
Exactly. 100% right there with you. I worked with a case many years ago in California that had some similarities, but it was only two kids. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It did not hit the news in any kind of a big way. But, and I can't remember who turned the family in, but somehow CPS had gone out there and found these horrendous, filthy living conditions with dirty diapers just piled up, soiled animal feces throughout this home. And the children were toddlers. And so fortunately, they were rescued out of that. They didn't live in it for years and years. But one of my roles was to try to determine, are these people capable of parenting again? Mm-hmm. And I did not believe that they were. But that was what was going on in that case. You had some mental illness. You had people who were not terribly bright in the first place. There was some abuse going on. The wife was being abused by the husband. But the really scary thing, what kind of work did they both do? Fast food. They both worked. I won't say which I remember the chain. I've never eaten there since. But yeah, to function at home on such a low level and then go out. And I think one of them was the manager or assistant manager of the food place.
Oh, God.
And to apparently show up at work and manage people and produce food that other people bought. Yeah, it's scary how much we don't really know.
The was so striking on this case. There's so many things that are so striking on this case, but the potential and most likely generational, not just trauma, but generational stupidness and all the other cascading over the years and years and years. So if that's correct, Siobhan, in this case, how do you start breaking down that generational stupid? I mean, it's called generational stupidity yesterday. I don't really have a term for how abhorrent all these behaviors are, but it's so normalized for them that it's just their normal behavior. Learns, or is it a product of the mental illness? Is it a combination of everything? And then how do you break it?
Combination of everything. And, you know, there are just people that are not fixable, sadly. And if you have somebody that's grown up in a home like this, and particularly multi-generations of this kind of behavior, there may not be a lot you can do for them, but you want to get the kids out of it. And the sooner you get the kids out, the better, because the brain is fortunately malleable, particularly, you know, with young people. And you've just got to get them in an entirely different environment and teach them what normal is and help them develop all of the different, you know, abilities and skills that they've just been deprived of.
How much, I'm going to follow up one more, because Tony and I were talking about this yesterday with this case. You know, we're doing the best we can to solve all the problems of the world yesterday and when we covered cases like this. And I know I've had very close people in my own life that were able to, I wouldn't say save themselves, because I don't think anyone goes in kind of save yourself mode. They just have an experience that saves them because of a good, rich, healthy experience. And it didn't take much. It took a summer camp and going to a summer camp with good exposure, good, healthy people that they could recognize a yin from the yang. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of times we don't know the horrors we're in unless we have context. And like the poor children here don't have context, mm-hmm. except this is the only lifestyle they know. That's why some of the descriptions coming out are so horrendous. So going to that, how much does it take? What does it take to give, and what kind of exposure and at what ages do you think it would take to kind of infiltrate a sect of our society that is impoverished? There's the, because we were talking about it yesterday too, you know, that when the tax base in this local area or even a state doesn't support any services, what can you do? Does it something like a camp, can it make a difference? Does it, is it a volunteer? Because again, the child welfare system and a lot of is overwhelmed. Even though you have great people, you have people in there taking advantage, you know, from the welfare state, being able to, you know, make money off of having more kids. I mean, it's so twisted. Long narrative question to what is it? What can you do at that lower grassroots level?
Well, I think your point is well taken about just even any kind of corrective experience like a summer camp can do some good for a child and can help them gain a perspective that there is another lifestyle out there. There's another way to be in the world. But for kids who are this deprived, who have some of them don't even know how to communicate normally, apparently they don't have speech. This is going to be a tough road, and they're going to really need to be in a permanent, safe environment with normal people who can model for them everything that they've missed growing up developmentally. They need lots of support, ideally some therapy, you know, that would probably go on for a long time. And really, you're looking at trying to, the rest of their lives, undo these early years, and everybody's going to go through that differently. Of course, there's no formula, but they need a lot.
There's a lot.
And we're talking about people that are not fixable. This is an interesting, because you have your grandparents in their 70s in the house, their son, his wife, and then 16 children. And we look at the wife, who everybody is looking at, the mother who birthed all of these kids, from what we understand. And again, a lot of these details have yet to be officially confirmed, I should state, by authorities. So allegedly in front of everything we're talking about. When you have this kind of just generational stupidity and ignorance that's going on, and you mix it all together, I'm looking at the wife, at the mom, who was 15, I believe, when she had the first kid. She was seven, so she would have been 14, likely, when she got pregnant.
And even
pregnant.
Reportedly, yeah. 13 when she had her first pregnancy. Again, allegedly.
Oh, well, there's...
Like, it gets, yeah, it's
worse. But wait, there's more.
Yeah, wait, there's more.
That's our "but wait, there's more" moment. So you have that. And people who don't know anything different. How different is she from the children at this point? Because she was a child. She's younger than half of the kids in the, or she was younger than half the kids in the house.
Yeah.
When this began with her. So, I mean, as much as, you know, she is an adult, and at some, there is autonomy there to a certain extent, but at some point, if you are screwed with your genetics and you have a low IQ and you have low cognitive functioning abilities, you have, who knows? I mean, God knows what the laundry list is of issues here that prevented her from doing the right thing. How much do we need to be looking at some of these people, or one of these people, or any of these people, the adults in the room who are being charged, as being victims of the circumstance, or do we not at this point, with them being adults, and she's managed now at this point to produce 16 people at some point? You've had a few reps in the world as an adult. It's horrible what happened to you, but you do have some responsibility at some point.
I very much see her. I'm in the camp of seeing her as a victim. Yes, she was impregnated by someone at 13. We don't know who that was, but apparently was taken in by the Sider family and partnered with Gary, the younger Gary, and then began having his babies. And her parents signed off for her to marry at 15.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have a daughter that age yourself. Can you ever imagine your child is pregnant and here's another family that wants to take her in and she's going to get married now? And, oh, well, there's nothing we can do about this, so we just go along with it. I mean, there's a lot of adult behavior to be dissected and analyzed here. But I think if you were doing an evaluation with her, you would probably find someone with very severe trauma responses going on.
Yeah.
We don't know what kind of violence. I would be surprised if she has not been subjected to violence.
Sure.
It's my guess that's been a part of it.
Part of my cold conjecture on that as well is, you know, do some DNA testing, and really, were all those children her choice?
Right.
Yeah. Were all those children Gary Jr.'s is my question.
Right.
The potential for, I don't even want to say the words because, again,
yeah, the words that guilty, YouTube doesn't like. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But trafficking and everything else, that the potential in here. And again, you know, I really just severely hope the investigators are doing a lot of due diligence as not just this one really, really messed up family dynamic, if you can call it a family, but one cabal of people, is their tendrils. You know, what you know, because the probability of this being a really isolated event, to your point earlier when you kicked this off, Tony, is really slim to none. Because, you know, what's that 10% rule? If you see one thing, the likelihood of there being at least 10 more are really, really high. At least when you start dealing with abuse issues, they're really endemic many, many times.
Well, especially when you have, I mean, obviously the attraction point with the public is there's 16 kids. They probably wouldn't be talking about this as if there was 2, 3, 4, or 5, because it wouldn't get the attention that it does because this stuff is so rampant. That being said, how much of this being allowed to exist is more so societal around them, and this doesn't stand out necessarily in that environment as being all that odd. I mean, to the rest of the world, we're like, oh my God, you go over to that county, it's the most impoverished county in the area, little to no resources for anything. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a way of life as much as people like to pretend it's not. But it is, maybe not quite to this degree, but pretty damn close, just with fewer children. And society, you know, seems to be okay with that until we, you know, get the pictures and, oh my goodness. This is going on everywhere. I mean, I've said before, I know where to look. I know where I could go in my town. I could probably find it pretty quickly in almost any town. And I could find 10 of these homes, maybe not with 16 kids, but with 2 or 3 living in pretty much the same conditions that everybody drives by every day and nothing is ever done about it with CPS and everything. We as a society seem to be okay with this because it's somebody else's problem.
So as I do when ideas pop in my head when we're covering cases like this, I just did a research. I just took a look at, I just said how many of these cases are annual that have this kind of a neglect and abuse, maybe not this number of kids because that's what you said, Tony. Mm-hmm. In 2022, there were 559,000 unique victims of abuse and neglect, with neglect affecting hundreds of thousands of children annually because of this kind of neglect.
Yeah.
559,000. Yeah. Near fatal and fatal and near fatal neglect kills 1,800 to 2,000 children annually from this kind of level of neglect.
What Elizabeth here? She's the woman who had the children, married off at 15, pregnant earlier too, then estranged from her family for 15 years. I find that an interesting term to say estranged at that age. I mean, her brother says she was indoctrinated. I mean, what does that kind of isolation do to a person's ability to recognize what's going on around them, Siobhan?
It completely alters the perception of reality. And so when people are raised in isolation like that, when they're living, let's say, with some trauma and have every aspect of their lives controlled and restricted, they begin to accept their fate. It just becomes normal. They become very passive and adjust to this dominant culture of this deprivation and abuse that they're living with. They learn to accept it and they don't perceive that they have any agency or any way to escape. I mean, was she shackled and handcuffed in there? Apparently not. But mm-hmm. She felt like a prisoner, and that was her perception of the world.
You know, one of the things that saved you and saves people in, I wouldn't call this a cult, but it's a very cult-like, you know, situation here where there's control of this, you know, whether it's imposed physically or psychologically, and, you know, someone leading this family dynamic. But one of the things that gets people out of it is that critical thinking element that all of a sudden mm-hmm. something sparks it. Mm-hmm. At this point, is it even possible because of the, in other words, at what point does that ability to critical think, even introduced to it, get flushed out, or is it always a possibility, and what could actually ignite it again?
I think for Elizabeth, she probably was very much experiencing the passivity that would go with being a prisoner of war for decades and decades and decades. And she was not an adult when she went into this situation. So she didn't come in being much of a critical thinker just because she was a little girl. Right. And her odds for recovery, I like to think that she can improve, that she can do better. And I don't know what's going to end up, you know, legally in her future as far as prison or jail time, but that may feel like the healthiest life she's ever had, even if it's behind bars. She may have more autonomy there than she had living in this situation.
Can you imagine that the people that you're going to potentially, granted, doesn't know, who knows where, if, again, innocent until proven guilty, if she winds up serving time, you know, the type of people she'll serve time with. But even the potential that the people you serve time with are healthier than the people you've lived with your entire life. Oh, my God.
It actually would be probably the best thing in some, I mean, because it's somewhat of a protective environment. You know, it, to a certain extent, where other mutant-like folks can't, you know, necessarily weave into their world unchecked. There's at least some checking that goes in behind bars, and maybe actually will be a good thing. I mean, obviously, rehabilitation is not the most common thing behind bars, but anything outside of this environment, I might qualify as somewhat better than what was. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we continue to break down this case.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.